Saying happy trails as we put the wraps on our morning session. We'll be back your way again a little bit later on with some community conversation and bright and early again tomorrow morning on WRCO-FM in Richland Center. A news update this hour is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1889. And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, along with video games. It is 32 degrees at WRCO.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A new study by researchers from Harvard and Stanford shows American students made historic gains in math and reading last year, but they still have a long way to go to make up for what was lost during the pandemic. The Labor Department today announcing that applications for unemployment benefits climbed to 224,000 last week. That's the highest level in 11 weeks. Authorities still investigating the cause of the deadly building collapse at an airport in Boise, Idaho. ABC's Melissa Adan is on the scene.
Authorities responding to calls around 5 p.m. local time after a private hangar under construction crumbled. At least three people killed and nine injured, five in critical condition. Dozens of police and emergency vehicles on the scene, spilling over onto the nearby highway.
Back-to-back storms taking aim at the West Coast, with relentless rain, flooding, damaging winds, and at higher elevations, heavy snow. After this storm wraps up, there's another one right behind it. This is ABC News. No end in sight for the teacher strike in Newton, Massachusetts. Joining teachers on the picket line this week, National Education Association President Becky Pringle.
You have the 3 million members of the largest labor union in this country.
Today is the 10th day of kids missing school. Chris Bresky chairs the town's school committee.
My kids aren't going to school again. This has gone too far.
Teachers are demanding cost of living raises. Drug makers and Medicare sitting down for the first time today to negotiate high drug prices. Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra.
Folks who are on Medicare will benefit by Medicare being able to negotiate for the best fair price on these drugs. The lower the price is, the more that the Medicare program and Medicare beneficiaries spend. When the Medicare program saves money, taxpayers save money because taxpayers help cover the costs of the Medicare program.
Kick-ins would take effect in 2026. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
You work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 10 Monday through Sunday with all of your lunchtime favorites, burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center Pizza. Or call ahead, 649-7469 for carryouts. From the Phoenix Center in Richland Center.
We cannot change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It has been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
The forecast calls for a high of 46 today. Tonight, partly cloudy and frosty, a low of 26, a high of 40 on Friday. Saturday, 44 degrees. Right now with sunshine, we're at 32 in Richland Center.
Gunderson Basketball Area Hospital and Clinics proudly welcomes family nurse practitioner Karen Lomas to our growing primary care team. With local roots and a diverse nursing background, Karen is passionate about helping patients reach their health goals through personalized care and support. Visits with Karen include wellness exams, women's health, acute illnesses, and management of chronic medical conditions. To schedule an appointment with Karen, call Gunderson Basketball today.
What a great experience. competing in the WIAA State Wrestling Tournament Series in February. For a high school athlete to stand on the podium at state makes all the sweat and tears seem well worth it. Lime Ridge Ag is proud to support all the wrestlers from this area. Every day, Lime Ridge Ag works hard to help farmers by providing livestock feed and nutritional advice, prompt and professional service, Rob Seco seed, and general farm supplies.
The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invites you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fishery, Saturday, February 10th. A euchre tournament at noon, meat paddles, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. A special day which benefits the Avoca Fire Department. Fishery participants may register starting at 6 a.m. There will be a food stand open all day. The grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Vitesnik Power Sports, the A.J. McGuire family, George and Diane Nautical, and the Avoca and Rural Fire Department. The Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th at the annual fishery in Avoca.
Need help finding a great Valentine's Day gift? This is Angie, here to remind you that at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, we strive to make it as easy as possible. We have jewelry at every price point, and we're eager to make your Valentine's Day one to remember. From diamond stud earrings and stunning fashion jewelry to all different kinds of love-inspired designs, all waiting for you to pick out today. Even better, from the 7th to the 14th of February, spin the wheel and get a percentage off your purchase. Ladies, don't forget to stop in at J.J. Walsh Jewelers and put together a wish list while we clean and check your jewelry for free. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Our guest today on the morning show, Greater Richland Area Tourism Director Marty Richards, who is here today, just ahead of Groundhog's Day and everything else, Marty. You know, I talked to a realtor downtown, and we were talking about, changing weather and home listings. And then I talked to a business person, and they all kind of said the same thing. January is kind of a slow month, but things kind of turn around when we hit February, don't they?
Well, and I think this year specifically, January has been really odd. You're right. In a typical year, January for us in the greater Richland area is a little bit of a slow period. However, this year, it was a little different. It was a little odd. And that is, you might remember last time I was here, I have to bring back whenever I'm right. And my family loves it when I do this. But you might remember last time I was here, we were talking about the El Nino winter and how it was going to be warm and we weren't going to have winter. And I kind of warned everybody. I said, listen, and we talked a lot about snowmobiling and what that can mean to the economy and how we have to put those trails out regardless to get our shared revenue back from the state. And I said, you know, guys, I don't remember winter ever where we went through and didn't have winter at some point. Now, it turns out, when we look back in the rearview mirror, we had winter this year for about 2 weeks.
Yep.
And really, for that stretch, I believe it was from, I think it was January, oh man, I'm not going to find it in my notes now, but January of this year, it was about the third week of January when we got all that snow. We were the epicenter of snowmobiling in Wisconsin and really in the nation because we had visitors that came here. So it was probably like from about the 17th to the 23rd of January, we had visitors here that were from Iowa, Minnesota, that they couldn't go into northern Wisconsin. I had one group I talked to that came, they had canceled two different trips that they anticipated they'd be able to do, go to northern Wisconsin and snowmobile, which they're really known for that. And they could snowmobile, you know, wherever they want up there. They're really built for it. It's pretty flat and straight trails. And they're dedicated in the winter for snowmobile. Summer, it's ATV, UTV. Well, there's no snow. They did not have snow. Plus, it never froze. A lot of their trails go over lakes. They go through swamps. Never froze. And we had the snow. And all of a sudden, in southwestern Wisconsin, literally, there were people converging here from everywhere to go snowmobiling, because for about 5-6 days there, we were the only area that had snowmobile trails open. Well, that was a nice boon. You know, that if you talk to any lodging operator or dining establishment, that stretch in January was unusual for us. We don't always get that. But it was huge, because that was a big, big push that normally that just doesn't exist, because all those folks are in northern Wisconsin. Now, you're going to see some stories, if you haven't yet. Northern Wisconsin businesses are hurting. There's a lot of the lodging operators that they just they've closed. The shops, I know in Minocqua, they talked many of the stores closed because they're just no one's there. And so rather than have that expenditure, they've closed because they still don't have snow, which is unheard of. First week of February, usually this time of the year, they're going great guns and you're seeing snowmobiles go right down Main Street. So for us, you know, what was a positive is a negative for them, because it brought a lot of business to us that would have gone to that area. Now, I feel for them. However, at the same token, I'm always looking at expenditure, revenues in the area to our businesses. How do we increase that? Well, I really, hats off to our local Richland County Snowmobile Alliance, because they had the trails ready. They were marked. They were ready to go. And the comments I get from folks from Iowa, Minnesota, Illinois that have come here to snowmobile, they just loved it because the riding is so different. The views are different. The hills and the valleys make it way different than they've experienced before. And, you know, to a person that I talk to, they want to come back. So I really give the Richland County Snowmobile Alliance a lot of credit. And then also our local landowners and those who live out of the area that give our Snowmobile Alliance permission and the different clubs to run those trails across private land. And that's different too, because you go to the northern counties of Wisconsin and those are on a lot of times DNR land or county land. It's not across private landowner land a lot of the time. So January for us was pretty wild, because we did. I think we started, you know, off in about 45 degree temps and rain. And then by the second and third week, we had, I don't know, how many inches of snow did we get?
I believe it was about 23 or 24 all total inches.
That's a lot of snow.
It is.
And now I wish we still had that snow. I was talking with a couple of the reps from the Snowmobile Alliance, and they're like, dang, wish we could have stretched that out a couple of weeks. That would have been all, and it would have been. But at least we had one really solid week where our trails were in excellent condition and everybody enjoyed it. And that's a nice push for our local business owners. I had a lot of calls looking for places to stay. Where should we go dine? Getting maps to them. So that was fantastic. But you're right. When we turn the calendar, and I'll talk more, there are things happening that people don't see behind the scenes in January. There's a lot going on. But for February, the events that are happening, you're right, it kicks off. Again, I'm going to talk a lot about the different events, but I always encourage folks to go to our website, greaterrichlandtourism.com. The February calendar of events is up to date. There's a lot happening in February. I would also suggest, if you're looking to get out of the house and go do something, connect with people, the Brewer Library has a lot of different events scheduled for February and March that are very interesting. So I'd encourage you check those out. Also, the Kaz Turkey Busters Fishery is Saturday. Coming up in February, it'll be Saturday, the weekend of the 17th. Now, you might wonder about that. Okay, wait a minute. Fishery, you're talking ice fishing, right? But I did have a serious consultation with one of the czars of the fishery up there. Chuck Keller and I had some very serious discussion. And basically what he has said is this is going to happen. They have a contingency plan if there's no ice. And then he agreed that whatever you and I come up with in the meantime that they're going to do, that's what they'll do.
Oh.
So anyway, being and you know, Phil and I, whether you know it or not, folks, Phil and I have a real long history with events in Cazenovia. That's where we cut our teeth first doing dances,
we
DJing,
did.
Mobile DJing.
Yep.
So there's some stories there we can tell you off the air. But
and Chuck's going to be here in a couple of weeks to talk about it. So whatever, you know,
he'll have more details. I'm not going to commit them to any other events, but plan on the fishery happening, and I'm glad they're doing that, because the fishery in Cazenovia, it's kind of the kickoff out of the winter. It really has been. And it's funny because, you know, they really find a way just to deal with things. And that event is part ice fishing, part community event, really. I really enjoy going to that, because in the afternoon when they start to give out the prizes for the best, you know, the biggest fish and youngest fish, fisher person and things like that, you really get to connect with people in a way that you haven't since the summer or late fall. So it's really one half fishery, one half community event. And I encourage for folks, if you haven't been there, to go check that out. Again, that's Saturday, February 17th. And then the next weekend, Saturday the 24th, is the Lee Lake Polar Plunge. Now, that should happen. I have not talked to the organizers, but I think half the work was done for them. They don't have to cut a hole in the ice. So
at least not yet, anyway.
Yeah. And right, things could change. It's the old axiom in Wisconsin: if you don't like the weather right now, just wait 15 minutes. And we've seen that play out this year. So the Lee Lake Polar Plunge, Saturday the 24th, they have a full day of events, and I'm sure they'll be in touch with you as well to talk more about that. Also, that same day is the Driftless Area Deer Classic. And that is held at the Richland Center Senior and Community Center. And that draws hunters and sportsmen from all over the Midwest. We very routinely, because of their advertising and the support Greater Richland Tourism gives them to market that event, you routinely see sportsmen from Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois that come to that event as well. And that's really grown. That event, the Driftless Area Deer Classic, runs from 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock Saturday the 24th. It has kind of, through attrition, become one of the big hunter events in February, because there are some other shows that used to happen that through lack of support or other issues has kind of fallen off by the wayside. And that's built our event in our area even that much bigger. So I'm just mentioning some of the bigger events, but all along the way, I know I would just check our calendar of events for different things happening, because in the middle of that is also Valentine's Day. And I know for Valentine's Day, which is on a Wednesday this year, guys, so pay attention, there, you know, a lot of the local dining establishments have special events. And I know one in particular that's very interesting, the Branding Iron in Loganville, or I'm sorry, in Lime Ridge. Wow, they did not move. The Branding Iron Roadhouse in Lime Ridge has a special dinner that night that's also a wine pairing, and really a cool event to take your significant other to enjoy there as well. And you can find those details on our website as well. But also, there's other, all the other area dining establishments will have specials there. The other thing I'd mention, you know, when you get into March, then we kind of see that pick up steam. And we do have two big dances, benefit dances, the Vets Honor Roll, their annual dances in Lone Rock. That's, you know, typically the first Saturday in March, and that's true again this year. Then also the Richland County Veterans Memorial Dance tends to happen in the beginning of March as well. That's usually the first Sunday, and I believe this year it's March 5th, 1 o'clock to 6 o'clock at the Phoenix Center. So, you know, we kind of start slow in February, but then in March the dances kick off, so we can get the blood flowing again and get ready to get outside and get going. But I can't stress enough, if you just check our website, greaterrichlandtourism.com, go to the calendar of events, and we've kind of become that repository where people are telling us about the different events that are happening. And then I better mention this, or Mick will have terse words for me. Symphony on the Rocks also is Saturday, March 23rd. Again, that's a pretty cool musical experience, a little bit of fusion with classical and rock music. And so that's really a special event that's held, I believe, every year as well. And that, again, March 23rd, Saturday, March 23rd at the auditorium. So just in the near future here, we do have, as far as events starting to kick off again. So you're right. But don't forget, you know, this year has given us some interesting opportunities in February that we may not have had in past years. So just yesterday, downtown Richland Center had 12 UTVs in the streets parked. They went on a UTV ride. Well, it was sunny and 44, 45 degrees. Why not? And they were able to do that very comfortably. So instead of snowmobiles, we're out with ATV UTVs. And in Richland County, you know, all of the county trunk highways are open to ATV UTV traffic, and all but three townships, the town roads are open. So you can really go on a very long and scenic drive in our area. This time, today would be a great day. It's going to be warm again with the sun, and I'll bet that group will be right back out at it today, enjoying, you know, the weather that normally we would think, oh, it's going to be too cold first week of February to do something like that, but no. So I think we need to be flexible, right? And the other thing is, I'd mention trout catch and release season is open. And I've seen, you know, cars parked by bridges, different places that I would expect for those who are trout fishing. So you'll see folks out trout fishing this time of year. And this weather is actually quite ideal for that. Actually, they probably like it better when it's cloudy. But when the sun's out, and hey, we had enough stretch of that with the clouds. But you'll see folks out trout fishing, and they can do that. It's legal, catch and release until the first Saturday in May, when then that season kicks off where you can keep trout. So there's, and hiking, you know, it gets a little sloppy at the end of the day when it's this warm, you know, the frost is still kind of coming out. Yeah, you can go hiking, snowshoeing. It's unfortunate. Simon's Recreation Center always has their Yeti snowshoe hike. That happens, it would be this Saturday. They unfortunately did need to cancel that because, as Tracy, I was talking with Tracy Govan about it, the director, and she said, you know, we could do that, except we're in some hilly areas and we're out at 5-6 o'clock in the evening when the sun's been out and it's been the warmest. We'd have people sliding down hills in the mud, which just seems to me you need to come up with a different event.
Something new.
Yeah. This seems like an opportunity, actually. But no, it for safety's sake, and man, you're in the dark by that point. They did have to cancel that this year. But we can. In the mornings, you can get out and do really a nice hike because everything's firm and away you go. You go to the Ash Creek Forest, and you could have a really nice experience out there this time of year that you normally wouldn't have had. So there are opportunities. The other thing is, I'll warn folks, and we've had this discussion 2 days in a row with family members, it's tricking us where we're at on the calendar.
Yes, it is.
Yep. I have had two people, family members, who will remain nameless because I had to correct them on it, and they really appreciated that. But my sister Annette was one of them. She said, oh my gosh, you know, this is really awesome weather. I think the frost is coming out. And boy, we, you know, you're going to get out on your bike on the roadway pretty quick. And I'm like, hold the phone. It's the 1st of February. We could have, you know, we've got 2 months reality of winter left. I don't care what groundhogs and Sun Prairie say this year. We literally have that opportunity to have 2 more months of winter. I also had another family member, you can put your snowmobile away now, Marty. No, I'm holding out because you might recall when we were kids, one of our biggest snowfalls we've ever had came on April 3rd.
Yep. And 1973.
Right after the Ithaca Elementary Wrestling Tournament.
Yep.
At which I took first place. I'm just pointing that out.
Yeah, I think I was fifth.
How many people in that bracket?
Six, I think. One kid had to go home and do chores.
I'm sorry, I couldn't let that go. And this brings up the Fred Dillon story of how he saved your life.
Yeah, he did.
And for folks that don't know that, you'll have to hear that someday from Fred, but just ask him if he's seen. But anyway, we could still have a blast of winter. Very, you know, the reality of that is very real, and that is we could hit a 1-2 week period of time where all of a sudden winter hits again. So just be prepared for that because it could happen. And if so, you know, the Snowmobile Alliance will be right out there if they can and they have enough snow of, hey, let's get the trails open again. You know, you may be out snowshoeing instead of hiking, or, you know, any one of those different activities could come back that you wouldn't normally expect in winter. So just, I just want to make sure people remember, it is the 1st of February. So we, in reality, could have 2 more months of winter here at some point, or at least, it's not uncommon to have a 2-week stretch. And it wasn't that long ago we had the coldest weather we've had in a long time was in late February.
We did,
and
right?
That was nasty.
Yeah. And our snow predictor from the area predicted, I think, 29 more this year. Now, that may be way off, but you never know, right? Yeah.
Well, I had a local farmer tell me recently, he said, I don't care how the moisture comes, I'll just take it.
Yeah, that's true, too.
If it's rain or snow, I don't care. And so, we had quite a bit of rain here in this last stretch. We'll take it. It's good. There isn't much frost in the ground, and you don't see runoff happening. So all that snow we talked about and the rain is helping us out, and that does transfer to tourism, because last year I was getting a little concerned, and Mark McCauley with Pine River Paddle and Tube was getting a little concerned with the depth of the Pine River later in the year with kayaking opportunities. And so it was always good. You were able to go, but it was starting to get questionable. So this year, to get this moisture, however it comes, we're happy to see it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. The NFL draft, I know that's a long ways away, but is Richland County going to possibly benefit a little bit from that? Have you had inquiries about staying area?
I don't think that it will, other than we're all Packer fans, right? And so, yeah, we get excited about the draft regardless. I do know in the Brown County area, Fox River Valley, they're jazzed about it. And it's probably the biggest NFL event you're going to see hosted in Green Bay, because if you've ever been to a Super Bowl, and I actually went when the Packers played the Steelers. I had to sneak, literally, there's a story here. I had to sneak.
You didn't have a ticket, did you?
I didn't have a ticket, but I got into the stadium. Great story. Got to see the trophy presentation. It was awesome. And yeah, I wasn't supposed to be there, but I got in there.
The statute of limitations is kind of worn off.
I think we're good. That was 2011, I think, wasn't it? So yeah. I think I'm good. Great story. Probably not for the airwaves, but I did sneak into the Super, and I was very proud. It was Jerry's World. I snuck into Jerry Jones' stadium. He didn't get a dime out of me.
Oh, that's too bad.
Crying shame.
The nosebleed seats are going for $9,000 or something like that this year.
It's nuts this year. Yeah, it is. It's absolutely nuts. But being at a Super Bowl, we went down like 4 days prior, it's just a whole series of events. And the Green Bay, you put the Green Bay, Fox River Valley area together, there's not a venue big enough there to handle everything that comes with it. So the NFL draft is huge for us. The NFL draft, you'll see a lot of activity in April that, online at least, that, boy, Wisconsin's the place to be. And it is. For about 3 days, that's a huge event. And that's as big as it's going to get with the NFL, unless all of a sudden Ashwaubenon and Green Bay jump up in hotel rooms and conference center. And I don't see that playing out, because the other thing is that weather at that time of the year, I'll be surprised if they ever have it in Minneapolis again, because the year they had the Super Bowl in Minneapolis, everybody on Radio Row was complaining about it because of how cold. Atlanta, even the year they hosted, it was cold and they complained about it. So the media and money and advertisers, they want good weather. So we're likely never to see a Super Bowl in Green Bay, but the NFL draft is a big deal. And Wisconsin Tourism Travel Wisconsin has been kind of talking to us about ways to maximize that. And one thing we can do, and we'll take our shot at it through social media, is using our social media channels to the day trip. How can we lure people to our area through day trips? Because there are people that will show up 3-4 days in advance, because that's they're paying the money to come this far, and there are rabid fans that will do that to find ways to lure them to Richland County and the greater Richland area to enjoy things that we have here as well. So there will be a little bit of an offshoot of that, and we're going to try to capture some of that. But how much of that is reality, I don't know. So the resource we put into it will be low, but we'll take a swing at it. We like to get up the bat and take a swing.
Yeah, even after the fact, people might, on the way home might stop through. You never know.
Yeah, one of the things, and this is probably a bigger discussion about advertising, is some of the advertising we do, marketing, I think we always think about what's happening today. How do we get people to that event? I would say about 80% of our advertising and marketing that we do is more about brand recognition. And that is making sure that those folks, when they're looking to travel, understand and realize, wait a minute, the greater Richland area has what I'm looking for to disconnect, get out of the urban noise and the anxiety and just kind of recharge. I need to think about going there. So, you know, that branding is extremely important. And everything we do in our marketing campaign is set on making us not so much the destination right now, but the destination in the future, or as I'm thinking about it, where would I want to go and what would I enjoy when I'm there, and getting that in their head. You know, I think in our area, if I bring up Door County, everybody's like, oh yeah, people want to go there. Well, yes, they do, because Door County has been marketing for a long time. And so that brand is very real to folks thinking about going there. However, Door County now has something going against them, and that is, if you go to Door County in the mid-season from, you know, beginning of May until the end of October, it's a little crazy. And their roadways were not built for that. And so I've heard quite a few folks, it gets too busy for them, and it's getting overpriced. And why can't, if we're looking to, you know, kind of have that rural, quaint experience, which a lot of people are looking for that now, to just the disengage, get out of the anxiety of my day-to-day in the urban centers of Milwaukee, Chicago, Minneapolis. I want to get out of that. Greater Richland area has become a real destination, and I'll talk more about that in the next half hour.
Sounds good. We'll take a break and come back with more from Marty Richards here, talking tourism in the Greater Richland area in just a moment.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Dunkin' Reward members can look forward to the fresh offers in the new year, including a $2 medium hot or iced coffee, limit one per member per day. Triple points when boosted members place an order through the mobile app on Wednesdays, and 100 bonus points for all members who place an order through the mobile app on Mondays. Those who aren't Dunkin' Rewards members can sign up for free on the Dunkin' app or by visiting DunkinRewards.com. Get a free medium beverage with your first purchase, so quick sign up and start earning free Dunkin' today. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Hey, Ellie.
Hi, Mom. Do you know what this week is?
I think I do. Dwayne and Randy have been patiently waiting for those floors at the new Chet's building to be finished.
Spot on. Chet's will open at the original location this week, Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5, and then we will be closed Friday and Saturday to move across the road to 880 North Orange Street, the former Schneider Plumbing and Heating building.
So does that mean the new store will open Monday, February 5th at 8 a.m.?
Sure will. Same hours, same prices, same great service. Just a new space to serve our friends better. And as always, we appreciate all of our loyal customers, because without you, there wouldn't be us. See you Monday.
For more than 50 years, farmers have tuned in to listen to Brownfield Market News on their local radio stations. Today, Brownfield's in-depth market information is available on multiple platforms. Viewers can sign up for Brownfield's weekly Commodity Market Update e-newsletter delivered on Tuesday afternoons. Visit previous programs or submit questions for the next show by visiting Weekly Commodity Market Update at brownfieldagnews.com.
My therapist had told me that I needed to go to AA meetings, but I wasn't sure whether I wanted to go because I didn't want to be an alcoholic. That was not what I wanted to grow up and be. I didn't want to go to AA, but I did, and it wasn't what I expected by any means. It was friendly. I could feel it. I mean, I could feel the happiness. It's really great.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
Thank you.
My old touring companion, Marty Richards, our guest today on WRCO's morning show. So well, someday we can do a show about some of the events, studies and travels we had, but may have to wait a few more years.
I think both of us want to remain employable for a few years yet. I have started writing a book of stories.
Have you really?
I have.
Wow.
That was my New Year's resolution, which I don't believe in. And I've started putting down first just different topics of events, things I've done. Because, I mean, everybody listening right now might go, that can't be that interesting. But when you start going back to all the Packer games I've been to, different things I've been involved in, and just my weird ability to talk myself into certain situations, there's some interesting stories, actually.
Yeah, I bet there are.
There's one in particular, and it's just the collection of experiences. And one of them in particular, I have a group of three fellas that we travel to an away Packer game every year. And one year we went to Pittsburgh, see the Packers and the Pittsburgh Steelers play. And we went to the McCarthy family used to own Zanos, a bar. It's just a dive bar in Pittsburgh. And boy, there was an experience there.
So Coach McCarthy's family.
Yes, yeah. His family. They were just tavern operators in Pittsburgh. They were
sure.
Very, you know, blue-collar family. And really, when you see Coach McCarthy, it's like, yeah, he's very much a blue-collar guy. He was a good fit in Green Bay. And I don't know that he's that good of a fit in Dallas, to be honest with you. But we had a very interesting experience at his family tavern that, again, probably can't be shared until I'm not wanting to be employable by anybody.
Well,
so
if people want to know, they have to buy the book.
There you go. That's right. And you only give the tease like that anyway, right?
Right.
You don't.
But good for you.
I had a boss say once, he goes, you don't spill all your candy in the lobby.
No. Well, they say everybody has a book in them. So that's good.
Very much so.
I commend you on that.
Very much so. It's work.
Good thing.
Let
yeah.
me tell you, though, it's work. But yeah, look for that coming to your store shelves
sure.
in 2050. I don't know.
Yeah. Good.
Maybe way after the statute of limitations is over.
Well, let's get back on task a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about marketing. I know that's one of the goals of tourism.
Yeah. So I have friends, just friends. It's not been a serious accusation that they said, what do you do in January? You just nap all the time? You just sleep? And anybody that knows me knows that's not what's happening. But there are a lot of important things that happen in December and January when probably our travel period is the lowest that it would be throughout the year. And that's true. You know, we are thought of as a seasonal destination for the most part. Because in the winter, we can expect it may be pretty cold without the snow that lures the snowmobilers. This year is, you know, an off weird year, different year for us. We hope this is an aberration, and we hope it kind of gets back to a normal schedule. But in December and January specifically, and February, there's a lot of work done in the back room that sets us up for the next year. For instance, one of our continuing ongoing discussions that happens whenever I'm asked, and I really like to bring education to the different townships, is the room tax. You know, a couple of just basic items about room tax, and that is room tax, you know, when you and I go and travel, which we've done quite a bit, when we travel and we check into a hotel, we know we're paying a room tax. And it's not just for big cities. If you go up north, northern Wisconsin, to small townships in a cabin, they have a room tax. That is very common. And in life today, it's generally accepted when we travel somewhere, we're paying a room tax. That's part of travel. So in our area, as our tourism industry has been building, and Wisconsin Tourism, Travel Wisconsin, they've been really noticing things that have been happening. Because if you'll notice, just in the last couple of years, the governor's been here a couple times to come see us. Just before Christmas, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez was here. She came and visited, wanted to see how we're doing, what we're doing, because they can see our website traffic as well. And she was just interested to see more of how we were doing, you know, how we were attracting a higher number of visitors and what we were doing. And so people are taking notice, but there's a lot of work that goes into that. So in the winter months, a couple of things that I have to do or I'm doing this year is I'm working to design a new 2024 travel guide. So 2 years ago, for the first time ever, we came out with an area travel guide that encompassed all of the greater Richland area. And I have people that will ask me, what is the greater Richland area? Well, when you think about Richland County, we have only one city, Richland Center. And yeah, that's kind of the hub for a lot of our industry, business, jobs, things like that. But when it comes to lodging, travel, dining experiences, it's the whole county, because we will have folks that come and stay at different portions of the county, and then they'll travel out, you know, so they will go to Muscadet, they'll go to Yuba, they'll go, you know, so it's the whole area, and even outside of those borders a little bit. I think the best way I've explained it is when you hear me talk about the greater Richland area, it is all of the area that you would reasonably expect. People might go across the county border, but come back and stay overnight in Richland County. So you will see us promote things. You know, they're happening, the Muscadet Mushroom Festival, plus other events they have. And then Yuba and Viola, which is kind of half in Richland County, half out, you'll see we'll promote what they're up to. Lime Ridge, which I got to be honest with you, in Cazenovia is right on the county line, but you'll see us heavily promote what's happening in those different areas. I always say Lime Ridge, we're just going to take them into Richland County because the rest of Sauk County doesn't know they exist. They get no marketing help per se from any of that tourism dollar. But we like to promote them because we do have quite a few lodging opportunities in Ithaca Township, which is collecting and remitting room tax to us. So we help market the events and things happening close to them. So it's a whole county approach, and even beyond the borders of the county a little bit, you'll see that we are marketing the different events that bring people to the area and then the different opportunities once they're here. And that travel guide 2 years ago, really, I got a lot of great comments on that, because for the first time ever in one place, there was a map of the Pine River Trail. There were maps of the Ash Creek Community Forest. There, you know, the different maps that people were trying to find were there. In this version that we're starting to put to bed this week, we've got a draft. It's not the final draft, but I believe tomorrow I'll be able to shop that to the different tourism commissions so they can see it and make sure we're not missing something. That draft will have also a county map in it that includes kayak landings and the Class 1 trout streams. And those are two things we really routinely get asked about. And we didn't have that in the first version. Also, we needed to update it because there's more events going on. There are also new experiences. So Kuwaiten Farms and Driftless Curiosity, we didn't have them in that previous version. We have new farm stores where locals and guests alike can actually go buy proteins, yarns, fibers, different things right off the farm. So if we look at Farmer's Own Market, the Parker Century family, Century Farm family, over by Viola, they have a really nice farm store where people can go buy things. We need to get that into the book. Hipsch Hill Farms, we've known for years you can go up Hipsch Hill on a trip to Oakwood. You could get your pumpkins, gourds, decorative things like that. But also now they have a farm store that offers their protein, so their beef and pork right off their farm. And that's something that's very much of interest to travelers to our area. We get that routine question, you know, where can I buy locally sourced items? And when they see our beef grazing in the green fields in the spring, summer, and fall, that's very attractive to them. And then kudos, you know, to Craig and everybody at the Richland Locker. What they have done really has boosted the appearance and the ability for visitors to now go and find local items there as well. So in the winter, we're doing a lot of things to structure for the rest of the year. So that travel guide is very important. We look to have that available the first week of March. We are also designing our print advertising and our streaming advertising content. So last year, we contracted with a professional photographer, videographer to go down the Pine River. It's hard to get models, okay? most people don't want to do this. So what you have to, because when you're going down the Pine, it's not a glamorous thing, right? It's sometimes hot.
Might be a bad hair day.
It definitely is a bad hair day for some of our models that didn't agree to it. They didn't realize they were doing it until we got there. And of course, it was my daughters. They had Noah and grandsons. The grandsons don't care. But the daughters were like, you're taking pictures of us on the Pine? But it turned out fantastic. And we've gotten compliments from the different media sources that are doing our advertising. They're like, wow, you know, your imagery really took a big step up. And also, a year ago, the Richland Center Tourism Commission approved the purchase of a GoPro. And so I put that on the end of the kayak and went down the Pine with it at the same time. And some of the video we're getting, what we need to do, so if people understand why we would go to this work, the goal you have in marketing, especially for some an area like our area, Greater Richland area, we need to show images that the guests that might be coming from Milwaukee, Chicago, Minneapolis can put themselves in that situation. And so you'll start to see some different imagery from us that it's like, oh my gosh, that looks like fun. Well, that's the goal right there. And, you know, kayaking is not glamorous. However, Ben Jones, our photographer, did an awesome job. I will say it's okay to say this. He said it's okay. He actually dumped his kayak while we were going down the Pine, and he had a water bag, so most things were in the bag and everything was fine, except one camera did go in the water and it's toast.
They found it though.
Oh, he had it, but but it doesn't matter. It's a boat anchor now because it's no good to him. Although he did say, he said, well, anytime I do stuff like this, I take the camera that if this happens, oh, well, so what? But Ben did a fantastic job. He gave us a lot of imagery, videos that we can use, and we are using them. And now when we put those ads in front of people in those urban areas, it's like, wow, that looks like fun. It looks relaxing. It's a great way for me to recharge. And we're doing how do I put it? We have better content now to show that experience to those folks. And then that also translates, so that's print advertising as well as streaming. And our streaming advertising has shown to be very, very effective. So last year, I've touted this number a little bit, but I'm going to bring it up again. So last year, our website traffic increased by 122% over 2022. Now, that's why the Lieutenant Governor and Wisconsin Tourism are coming going, what are you doing? Because we are one of the few local destination marketing organizations that are doing their own streaming advertising, meaning we are going directly through Wi-Fi into the homes and onto the devices of people in specific geographic and biographic files of their interest is outdoor exploring, getting off the grid, rural or locally produced food. We're going right to those folks and showing them, here's the experience you can have in the Greater Richland area. That fueled our website traffic because it directly correlates to when we started streaming advertising. We started, we had a new website at the beginning of 2023. This is 2024. We had a new website beginning of the year. We started our streaming advertising in March of last year. And the gauge, it's just, you know, we were here and then all of a sudden, bam, it took off. And so what we're doing is we're pinpointing people that have the interest to come and enjoy and experience what we have here. It's a very efficient use of the money. It's about as, you know, I came from a world where we talked about return on investment. And the return on the investment on that is really strong. So the money we're spending, we know we're getting results from. So I get excited when I see those website numbers, but when I truly get excited is when May, June of every year rolls around, because then that tells me what the effect of our work is on the local business owner. So just so you're keeping track, maybe the next time I come see you, we'll see what the schedule works out. We'll talk about this, and that is every year in May, late May, early June, the Wisconsin Department of Revenue and Wisconsin Tourism release a report that tracks visitor spending in your area. And in 2021, so coming out of COVID, the visitor spending in our area increased 22.6% over the previous year. Now, part of that was recovery from COVID spending, which went down. However, we went to a new high that year. So we not only recovered from COVID, we beat every record in the previous years of visitor spending in Richland County. And the measurement of that has never changed. So if somebody wants to argue with me, oh, those are bad numbers, there's no way they can track that, the equation's always been the same. So nothing changed. We know the spending in Richland County increased by 22.6% over that previous year. Well, then, okay, that was recovery from COVID. Your next year isn't going to be that strong. You know, it wasn't 22%, which is pretty unrealistic to think you could do that. But in 2022, visitor spending in the greater Richland area increased 14.5%. If you're getting double-digit increases in visitor spending in your area, you are doing something. You found the secret sauce, whatever it is. Now, we think we know what we're doing to make that happen, and it's been our marketing. We are encapsulating the whole area, because when people come here, they don't come just to go to Richland Center. They don't come to just go kayaking. It's the whole experience. It's the dining, lodging, and different experiences they can have while they're here. So this year, I'm excited because we didn't have the website traffic increase that we had in those years where we had double-digit increases in spending. And I know for a fact that our lodging operators that I've talked with, their occupancy rates increased dramatically now in 2023 over what it was in 2022. So right there is a measurement that we know is going to push that number even higher. And I've had some of that experience myself. You know, it's not a secret that Terry and I, my wife Terry and I, own short-term rentals. We also manage a couple of short-term rentals for others. And we've been busy. Every weekend in January and now every weekend in February, we have guests in those cabins. And even here in February, we have some quick turns where there's two different parties staying in those cabins on the same week. That was unheard of. When we first put those cabins up, it was busy in the winter, busier than I thought it might be, but not like this. And that is just a clear indicator that our marketing's working, because it's not by happenstance. They're thinking, you know, if you think about it, when you go out and try to find a hotel room, Phil, you don't go out to Expedia or hotels.com and go, okay, hotels.com, where should I go? You already know where you're going. And Airbnb, VRBO, Expedia, any of the short-term rental place sites that you search for a place to stay, they do not tell you the place to go. They may offer some unrealistic ideas of places to stay that are in, you know, Aruba or, you know, it's odd places, but that's not what they're doing. So the person, when they go to search for the place to stay, they've already identified the location. And that's where we need to have done our work to make sure people are first of mind thinking, if they are looking to have that respite from the busyness of the big cities. Again, we have 14, we are within a 3-hour drive of 14 million people. Now, we don't need 14 million people to say, I want to go recharge and I want to just get off the grid. You know, we only need to reach, you know, a couple thousand, quite honestly. And we see that in the summer now where our reservations, you better be planning a month or two ahead to get lodging stays here in the greater Richland area. Our hotel operators have upped their game because of that. At the Ramada White House, they have done an awesome job of remodeling their rooms. I've talked with guests who have stayed there pre-remodel and then after the remodel, and they said it's like a light switch. It's so different and so nice. They've done a great job there. I also know Bob and Holly Baronic purchased the Parkview Inn, the motel across from Crosscup Park. They have gone to great pains to remodel those rooms and have done a fantastic job. So our lodging operators are increasing the value or the experience of staying in our lodging, and that's making our job a little bit easier as well. The city has identified through a study, we are 50 hotel rooms short in Richland Center. We could sustain and profitably operate 50 more hotel rooms. So there's a lot of work with that to try to find that investor who decides, yep, I'm going to lay that money out and make that happen. But the good news is we can show, and I kind of understood that need was there, because when you're getting phone calls in January from people from Iowa and Minnesota looking for a place to stay, but all the hotel rooms are full in January, you need more hotel rooms. So there's some really neat stuff happening in January with our marketing, and now in February. And then also, finally, it's coming into convention season as well. And in convention season, I go, we do Canoeacopia, which is a big convention in Madison. And I get to work the booth for 3 days. Mark McCauley typically comes as well. There are others that have helped man that booth over time. But that's a great one-on-one reach to get our name out and our brand out. Also, the Governor's Council on Tourism happens in the same week, first week of March, second week, and that's a place where I can kind of reconnect and find out what else is happening. It's kind of interesting because this year they've kind of asked me to share information about what we're doing in a session, and so that's a nice feather in our hat that we are leading. We're no longer following the crowd. We are determining how we're going to reach people and how we're going to attract them to our area, and it's working. And we really have the data to show it. And when I come back in June, I'll be able to share with you the real numbers of what happened. And I'm here to tell you there is no way they can not be higher. And so it's just a matter of how effective was it.
Awesome. Marty Richards on our morning show will conclude in just a moment.
Burnt again. Kenny here with my Easy Bake Oven. I have been working on my surprise for Valentine's Day, but I haven't had much success. But Christie's will be serving up cupcake bouquets, love note sugar cookies, chocolate dipped strawberries, and many other treats to fit that special day. Pre-order early, online, at the store, or give us a call at 649-2253. We would love to share in this special day. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invites you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fishery, Saturday, February 10th. A euchre tournament starts at noon, meat paddles, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. It's a special day benefiting the Avoca Fire Department. Fishery participants may register starting at 6 a.m. A food stand will be open all day. Grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Walsh's Ace Hardware, Big Prairie Storage, and Jones Chevrolet. The Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th for the annual Fishery. Don't miss it.
There are a lot of exciting things going on in the greater Richland area as we get set for 2024. Boy, I'll tell you, this pickleball craze has really taken over in Richland County, hasn't it?
Yeah, I always refer to those guys, and in jest, I refer to them as the pickleball mafia. And I can do that because several of those folks are friends. But they've been on me to play pickleball. And lo and behold, my wife bought for me Christmas as a gift. A couple of pickleball.
Oh, that puts the pressure on. Yeah,
yep. So apparently this is going to happen. Now, just a heads up, I have, as we've discussed privately, I have knee replacement coming up in March, and the bike will be my primary recovery from that. But eventually, pickleball is probably in my future. So
you're going to make a comeback.
Yep. But in seriousness, pickleball really does have a nice following in the greater Richland area. They have a regular schedule of playing. I'd encourage you to go out to their website, Richland Center Pickleball Federation. And they did a really nice demonstration right before the Canyon of Lights parade right in the street. So that was cool. People, it's really a good low-impact exercise, really good aerobic, but yet still a little competitiveness to it as well. So I do encourage folks in our area that, yeah, it's a real thing that is really good and healthy and easier on the joints. So I'm looking forward to that later as well.
It reminds me of games that we used to make up on the farm.
Dung ball wasn't.
Yeah, we had a couple of them.
We never had a federation of that.
Maybe we should have.
Apparently we missed our boat on that. Because it had a lot of the same rules as pickleball, quite honestly.
I think about that. Yeah.
Same speed.
It was the same speed. It was a badminton paddle and one of those practice golf balls. So it was like a wiffle ball golf ball is what we used.
So it's not far from pickleball, quite honestly. We were just ahead of our time, though. The court was way different, though. So it was the house.
The house is no longer there.
Two different roofs with an angle, and there were some weird rules to it. But, so pickleball, I encourage. That's something people can enjoy every week here in the greater Richland area. Another, I want to mention a little shout-out to the winter market. There's a